Ah, okay. The other thing that I want to remind the yogi is, when you meditate, try to put in some smile, understand? Not radiant smile. Remember the six R? Re-smile, smile. Have joy, smile. Don't be too serious. Oh, then some look like very, very moody inside. So relax, especially those who have problem. I saw all the face, very unhappy. Because they have first noble truth problem. You don't blame them, because if they have been carrying this mind state of unhappiness, and some already went into depression, so it's understandable. But not until you know how to smile, then know how to love another person or do something good. Means learn to love, learn to do something good and be happy. You cannot come out of it. That one I learned from Alicia, because she went into depression. How many years? South Carolina. Where is Alicia? How many years? 15. About there, 15 years. Then she came out. Then early on, I think yesterday, outside there, we met at the fish pond. That afternoon, I told him, actually, I want to say something. But not nice. We'll say already after that. Kayamita who had a problem, I'm not happy. So it's okay. As long as we can help people, we are sincere. Understand? So you can come out of it. Gumoy also told me the same thing. She came out of it was because she just know that she has to come out of the house. She cannot stay at the house and lock herself up. She will become worse. So she started to come out and call the friend and go out. But because no wisdom, so happy for a while, go home again. Same thing. What I remember she told me was, is it how not to be sad, is it? But that thing impact her so much. Then when she reached home, everything in the house remind her of the husband. The photo, the thing that is displayed in the house, whatever they do together while they were together, everything remind her. Then go into the room also, memory, everything there. You already have enough of this deposited scars of memory. Then it keep on triggering you. That's why you don't come out of the house. Very difficult to come out. So when you have problem, don't lock yourself up. Go and look for a friend. Talk to them. Ask them advice. And be happy. Go and do something worthy. And that's all right. What Alicia experienced, he said, you must learn how to love somebody first. He said, otherwise very difficult to come out. Love yourself is the best. Then don't go and think until make yourself so miserable. When you love yourself, you will be very happy. Where you care for yourself, you're able to sacrifice for yourself. Then you're able to do so many things for yourself. Then even like Mrs. Sola's retreat used to tell me, she said, Matthew, I've been doing so many things for my family member. Every time I only do for people, help people, donate. I never do anything for myself. That is the beginning of understanding. Because you have to understand your form and mind also need love, understand? Not this fellow, not you, but this one also need love. This one also emotional creature, understand? So you have to learn to love yourself. Then you become beautiful. Then you really have love. Then your love for others will be stronger. What she did for others was sacrifice, understand? Sacrifice. Not really that type of love. But the real love is when you have love, when you feel love, you know how to love people. Then you know this will make people happy. Then you know how to arise the Noble Eightfold Path, right speech, right action, and right thought. Then if every time you think of right thought, you're very happy. There is a lot of joy. Then when you can help somebody who's in need, in trouble, you will feel very good. Then that person come and thank you, that gratitude. Oh, you feel much, much better. That's why you must learn to thank people. You must learn to have gratitude. You should approach your parents and say, thank you so much. Last time I don't understand how much you all sacrificed for me. The love you gave me, everything that you gave me since birth until now, I never appreciate that until I reflect and understand what all this meant. So all this can make you beautiful, understand? So our parent is the first one that really give us love. give us understanding, give us life. They provide for you, they care for you, they love you, they're willing to sacrifice for you, they're willing to do whatever to make sure you are okay. And even your education, everything, they are willing to sacrifice and give. I'm talking about parents who are responsible, who love their children. So if you can have this gratitude, you will know that it is important to them. Then they feel very good. Then you tell yourself, if this can work for your parents, it can work for you. You also have to care for yourself, love yourself, sacrifice for yourself, and do whatever you can for yourself. And you will have the joy and happiness. Then this form of mind will have gratitude towards the mind that understands. Then it will thank the nature. Then it will vow to go this way. Understand? Okay, go. Okay.